USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Nearly all of California is under a flood watch as another atmospheric river rolls in off the coast. The state is still saturated from the last powerful storm system, which dumped record amounts of rain in the area. The Weather Prediction Center has issued an excessive rain outlook for most of California through Tuesday night. Concern is growing in Washington, D.C. about new U.S. intelligence regarding Russia's nuclear weapon capabilities in space. Florida Republican Congressman Michael Walls is expressing optimism that the Biden administration will do anything to curb Russia's space ambitions.
My jury's out on whether this administration will take the steps necessary to fully deter Russia rather than to react to it, which is what we've seen the last 3 years.
In a ranking of America's greatest presidents, President Biden is placed 14th, according to the 2024 Presidential Greatness Project expert survey involving experts in presidential politics. Abraham Lincoln is hailed as the nation's top president.
I feel like he has the most interesting story, like what he did, like the Emancipation Proclamation. He's got the look, you know, like he's probably easily the most identifiable president. Like tall beard. Yeah, I think he would be like the best. Plus his story, you know, the assassination story.
House Republicans are pushing for more border funding before they will agree to send more of your tax dollars in the form of aid to Ukraine. Florida Republican Congressman Corey Mills telling Fox Business,
"We need to be focusing on the priorities, which is the Senate passing H.R. 2 Secure the Border Act and us taking care of the American risk, which is our southern and northern borders. I will be clear. I will vote no on all funding to Ukraine. Our priority and my priority is to be the one who is carrying out my duties, my constitutional oath."
This is USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
School committee members in Brockton, Massachusetts are requesting help from the state government over a recent surge in violence at Brockton High School. Ward 4 school committee member Tony Rodriguez was one of the members who signed the letter to the town's mayor asking him to call for the mobilization of the National Guard.
I do employ the governor, and I hope every city official that is watching in the community, that we do need to take our schools back into control and making sure that our students have a safe learning environment, because what's going on at the high school is disheartening and kids are losing precious learning time.
Some Democrats are concerned that President Biden may not win his bid for a second term. Michigan Democratic Congresswoman Debbie Dingell joins Fox News and shares what she believes the president's reelection campaign needs to do to lead him to victory.
I think the campaign needs to let him get out there and be who he is. And I also am sick and tired of everybody talking about his age. When you listen, look at the age of Donald Trump, which is only a couple of years younger, who's got 91 felony counts against him and goes on rants.
Congress is on a two-week recess as the clock is ticking to fund the government. Lawmakers are not expected back on Capitol Hill until February 28th, 2 days before the March 1st deadline to fund some government agencies. The remaining agencies must be funded by March 8th. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.